On Friday, June 5th, KMUD News broke a story concerning bentonite contamination from a spill in Redwood Creek that made its way to the South Fork of the Eel River. Today, Monday, June 8th, we spoke with Adona White, Water Resources Control Engineer for the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, to learn more about what the Water Board knows so far. Adona provided updates, including a theory on the specific source of the bentonite spill. We started with Adona's confirmation of the substance in the creek likely being bentonite and possible risks posed by bentonite.
Well, we're pretty certain it's bentonite based on what we've learned about the source of the material and the activities generating it. And in terms of concerns about bentonite, if it's dry, there's an inhalation risk. It can cause, human health impact if inhaled, but that's only if it's dry. If it's in the water, the concerns we have to do with the fine particles entering the water column and making it turbid or cloudy, and that can impact organisms and their ability to feed. That can also, when it settles out, it can smother the channel bottom and the gravels, as well as any organisms that are there, including, say, amphibian eggs or macroinvertebrates. Also, there could be some settling out in water tanks if water was diverted into tanks while it was cloudy.
And then the other thing I was interested in asking you about is just confirming the source of the potential contamination. So I believe in an email, your coworker, Kaysen, had said that it was due to fiber optic work along Highway 101. Is that still the current theory, or are you looking at some other sources as well?
So the investigation's ongoing. We believe at this time that the source of the bentonite that's been discharged to Redwood Creek is associated with a fiber optic cable drilling effort along Highway 101. We are coordinating with other agencies, trying to ensure that the activities don't lead to further discharges. But we have a lot of unanswered questions at this time, so we're continuing our information gathering efforts.
Currently, it is believed the bentonite came from a drilling project for fiber optic cables along Highway 101. And based on reports, KMUD News believes it is likely Supergel X, which is a freshwater drilling fluid produced from sodium bentonite from the state of Wyoming. KMUD News is actively investigating this story and will be filing additional reports as more information comes in on the bentonite spill impacting Redwood Creek and the Southern Eel. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.